It is very concerning to WHO. WHO vehemently condemns attacks on healthcare and stands by safeguarding and protecting health workers.
These are direct attacks on health workers. These aren't attacks on the surrounding area. These are attacks on health workers and health facilities.
This is the review we did of looking at reports against healthcare, yes.
And so you found that from 32 countries, and as you suggest, it's maybe not the whole picture. If I could just turn to Dr. Konings now from the World Health Organization. You're spearheading the hashtag Thanks Health Hero campaign, which aims to raise awareness about this problem. Can you tell me a bit more about how widespread a problem is it, and why is it that we've come to 2015 and there's relatively little in the way of data on a global level?
Well, the hashtag campaign really wants to make sure that we honor the healthcare workers who put their lives on the line, really, to provide the most precious commodity we have, which is healthcare, even in the most dangerous situations like conflict situations, but not exclusively. So this is the occasion to actually pay tribute to them. What have we done about it? We keep drawing attention to this problem. We really have to get as much data as we can to make sure that people are aware of the extent of the problem, based on data, and that we understand better the nature of the problem so that we can advise on remedial action.
And if I could turn back to you, Aaron Kenny, from World Health Organization, can you give me an idea about who these health workers are? Are they international health workers? Are they domestic health workers?
The vast majority, from what we understand, from the information we have, is that they are local health workers. These are national workers, frontline responders, who are helping their fellow citizens, trying to provide health care to their fellow citizens.
And we've seen attacks in troubled areas and crisis spots, including in Guinea, where health workers have been attacked trying to save people's lives. And similarly in Pakistan and Afghanistan with polio vaccinations. Do you have a bit more detail on that?
That's indeed correct. We also have seen it in, of course, in Syria, in Yemen, in Central African Republic, in South Sudan. So our aim is to take all action possible to prevent these attacks from happening, mitigate their consequences.
What's the best way of doing that? You talk about health diplomacy. Mm-hmm. What does that actually mean on the ground? What concrete changes have you introduced to safeguard your health workers?
We actually have a three-part program. Health diplomacy is one, training is another, and better programming, taking into account security threat analysis. We've used health diplomacy to help to negotiate ceasefires. For example, in Yemen, we were vocal in trying to get the ceasefire at that time so we could provide humanitarian health assistance. And, of course, in the polio campaigns in Pakistan and formerly in Nigeria, we have been working closely with authorities to try to negotiate safe passage.
I guess the question is, to you, Dr. Konings, is it more dangerous now than it has been in the past? And what are we looking forward to in future, given that if it's more dangerous, you're going to have fewer health workers coming in, presumably?
What we see is that it is dangerous today. What is a good thing is that we are more and more shocked every time it does happen. The message we want to get across is there are healthcare workers who care about you. They are the heroes nowadays in providing this healthcare. Respect them. Allow them to do what they are doing well, irrespective of who the patient is. And that's the principle we want to try to put back to the forefront.